If you're worried about summer brain drain for your kids, how about some excellent shows they could stream before school starts back up? Techonomics host Jason Middleton chats with a children's programming specialist about the best shows for ages 6 through 11. That chat starts now.
Hi, and thanks for listening. Summer is slowing down, right? Camps for kids are nearing their ends, and the weather is heating up, too. During the summer, teachers worry about a slump for kids. Maybe their brains are not as engaged as teachers would like, at least. How about some summer entertainment that's fun, but also stimulating? We're calling this week's themed show STEM You Can Stream, children's programming for kids and parents.
It's got tons and tons of views.
Wow.
But I also think that a lot of people don't know about it because it is available on YouTube only.
In the first segment, we covered ages 3 to 6. In this segment, we focus on ages 6 to 11. I spoke with Common Sense Media's TV editor, Polly Conway, for all four segments this week so we could really unpack entertaining solutions to any possible summer brain drain. So here's part two.
So next I have ages, 6 to 11, what we call young kids, grammar school age.
What did you call them again?
Young kids.
Young kids, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
This show is called Wonder Quest.
Time to celebrate!
And it's available on YouTube, which is a place where many, many kids are getting most of their content. And
right.
A lot of us adults are like, what are you doing?
Totally right.
What are you watching? What is unboxing? What's a surprise egg?
Uh-huh.
God. This show.
And glitter. There's lots of glitter on YouTube. Anyway, I'll move past it.
There's a lot of stuff. But Wonder Quest is really neat. It is from Stampy Cat. Stampy Long Head, Stampy Long Nose. Those are two of his other names. And he originated with a channel where he did a bunch of Let's Play videos, which are videos where somebody on YouTube just plays a game and kids watch it.
Yes.
And they have 10 trillion zillion views. Because
absolutely.
It's obviously captivating to watch someone else play a video game.
It is. ESPN's going to put a whole network up on it.
Really?
Yep.
Oh, wow.
Yep, it's true.
Yeah. He is a Minecraft expert. Many of his videos were all about Minecraft, and he realized that he was getting more of a young audience, so he started to tweak his work and make it really kid-friendly.
Mm-hmm.
So this came out of that, and it's a really fun show because it's built, it looks like Minecraft.
Yeah?
It's all
whole
Minecraft world with all the Minecraft bad guys, and Stampy the cat goes on these adventures with his friend who is a wizard, and they learn all kinds of different stuff, and it's not... It's really, a lot of these shows, sort of focus on one aspect of STEM. This is a science-y type show. This is a math kind of show. This show is really a lot about just curiosity. They live in Wonderburg, and what they need to do is keep this gem, Wonder Gem, activated so that the people in the town will keep wondering and having questions.
Okay.
And so they, each episode, they address a different question. They go and visit the past, but it's all like Minecrafted out.
Nice.
Visit people like Ben Franklin and learn from them.
Here we are, Philadelphia during the 1750s. I wonder where Ben Franklin's house is. Let's go ask someone. Okay. This man seems like he might know what he's talking about. Ooh, that's a yummy-looking biscuit you got there, sir. And we were just wondering if you could tell us where Benjamin Franklin's house is.
What did you call this?
Oh, right, Stamps. It's about tea time, isn't it?
Biscuits? Tea time?
You wouldn't happen to know of a nearby cafe where we could get a cuppa, would you?
Cuppa? Okay, you're coming with me, Redcoat!
It's a really neat show. It was kind of an underdog when it first came out, but it went into its second season last year, and it's got tons and tons of views.
Wow.
But I also think that a lot of people don't know about it because it is available on YouTube only.
Right.
So, yeah, that's one of my faves.
That's cool because, first of all, my daughter's really into Minecraft.
Yeah.
And so she watches a lot of those videos. I'm kind of surprised she's not surfaced this one yet.
Yeah.
And that also reminds me that YouTube is about to start a new system of pushing content forward, right, where you can download and save for later. That comes later this year.
Right.
That will probably help it get some notoriety.
For sure.
I would imagine. That sounds really great. I'm going to make sure we drop some sound in there.
So yeah, good. Yeah, and it's fun. It's really cute. They're British. They're just delightful.
8-bit graphics. Got to love it.
Oh, it's so cool. It reminds me of my past playing, old-timey video games.
Uh-huh.
It just brings back that whole
I feel you. World. Playing Pitfall. It's like watching my daughter play Pitfall.
Oh, my God.
Except on an Amazon Kindle.
Yeah.
Or Fire Tablet.
It's the same.
All right. What do we got next?
Whatever. Oh, this is a great show that everyone loves because it's awesome. It's called Androids. A-N-N-E. droids.
Mm, cool.
What is this place?
Welcome to my new observatory / carousel. Reusing that old carousel saved me from having to figure out how to turn the observatory.
Okay, three questions. One, what's an observatory? Two, why does it need to turn? Three, when can I ride that unicorn again?
Number one, an observatory is a place where scientists observe and study the stars with telescopes.
And that's for kids 5 and up, but it's a really sweet show. I feel like as an adult, I enjoy watching it. So it's one of those really great whole family shows.
Right on.
It's about a girl. It's about a bunch of kids, really, in a neighborhood. And there's a girl who sort of has her own tinkering shop where she builds robots. She's kind of an eccentric, just a different kind of kid.
A builder.
So these two kids come across her and her workshop, which is just piles of wires and all kinds of different things. And they get together. They spend time building things. They have built 3 robots, I think, at this point. And these robots are sentient and doing stuff and talking. And Anne is just a really great role model for young girls, for anyone. And for me, I really like that whole neighborhood hanging out and just figuring stuff out vibe.
Right.
It's very organic, the learning, and you just kind of play and see what happens.
Right. I like that concept as well because it shows and exemplifies getting away from a screen.
Yeah.
Which is also going back to the previous one on YouTube you mentioned, that kind of takes that concept of watch a screen, if you will, takes it out of that realm a little bit and gives it a narrative, which is also very cool.
Yeah.
Which
for sure
pulls back. What was that one again?
Androids. And that's on Amazon Prime.
Amazon Prime again. Okay, cool.
Yeah.
I see what you mean about being very girl focused so far. We've definitely been tipping that way with a lot of STEM and a lot of girl oriented things as well. That's a nice trend to see.
Yeah, you know, and going along with the STEM trend, it's also exciting to see more diversity within these shows because it's really important for kids not only to learn these things, but to see people like them, to see kids like them doing the learning.
Right.
If they're reflected on the screen, it's really, really helpful. And so I think that people are finally starting to figure that out. Mm-hmm. And these shows are becoming more diverse and just really a lot of fun to watch. So that's exciting to see.
And I love it when I can watch them as well. The parents can watch them. Like you said, it's a family experience.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. It's a nice surprise. I wish there were more of those. But you know what? It's also okay if I'm not involved.
Right.
You know,
yeah,
and
it doesn't all have to be for everybody.
I try to watch the first one. If I think it's cool, then I usually can go off and make dinner while she's watching one.
Totally.
Right on.
Yeah. The next one I'm going to talk about is my personal favorite show.
Here we go.
It is so good. I love it so much.
Pauly's stamp of approval.
It's called Odd Squad.
I remember that place well. Let me guess. You were there?
Yep.
And you worked on Odd Squad?
Nope.
No!
Do you want to keep doing this back and forth thing, or do you want to hear the story?
Yes.
And it's on PBS, and it really is math-based, but it's about a little detective agency, bunch of kids. It's all kids.
Yes.
Which I think is really exciting. So fun for kids to see kids doing adult jobs. The big boss is like 5 years old, mm-hmm. and she drinks out of a little juice box and she's telling people what to do. And they have a lot of crazy guest stars, a lot of really kooky plots and great writing to teach basic math concepts.
Right. And they wear super cool blazers.
Yes.
It's a great wardrobe.
You
don't
they
get to see that pop out sometimes. Odd Squad, PBS Kids. Yeah, we got the app just for that show.
Oh, really?
And I think you can get them on Netflix, too, but we definitely got the app just for that. Yeah.
Yeah. So that's been around for a while. They just changed agents. So they had, I think, Otto and Olive.
Yes.
And now they have Olympia and Otis.
Olympia
so
and
Otis.
So
it's some fresh kids, but same concept. And the kid acting is just really solid and lots of fun.
Awesome.
Yeah. Oh, another thing I wanted to talk about is the way that streaming makes it possible for us to watch the shows, us as adults, to share the shows that we loved as kids mm-hmm. with our kids. So you can watch Electric Company.
Right.
You can watch Bill Nye the Science Guy. It is out there and it's back and it's very easy to watch. I was doing some research on this and I was thinking about what shows I used to watch, any kind of STEM, anything that I ever used to watch. And I was like, I used to watch Mr. Wizard.
I remember, okay.
Is Mr. Wizard still around? So I Googled it. Mr. Wizard YouTube channel.
Kind of interesting looking liquid, isn't it, Kristen?
Yeah, it looks like it's boiling.
Yes. Matter of fact, it is. But here, take this carnation.
Okay.
And dip it in the boiling liquid, and you'll swish it around a little bit like that. And I want you to take it and hit it on the table there as hard as you can.
Okay. Hey! What happened?
Well, what you did was to freeze that flower. because what we have here is liquid nitrogen.
Right on.
It's got the whole everything. Every experiment that guy ever did is, you know, broken up into little bite-sized chunks.
That's great. We'll make sure to reference that one, too. And you mentioned Bill. You know, my daughter prefers the older Bill Nye.
Oh, yeah.
Bill Nye the Science Guy.
Brought to you by Bones. Without them, you wouldn't have a leg to stand on. Bones and muscles available in fine animals everywhere.
Do you realize, to work these buttons and open this door, I need every muscle and bone in my body. That's because they're all working together.
Not the new format.
No, that's
so much.
That's kind of intense.
It is. That Q&A part gets a little. Yeah.
That's my 21 and up rating.
Right. Fair enough.
But still fun to watch for grown-ups.
And your point is that they're all available from across, you know, the decades.
Right.
Which is pretty cool.
Yeah, it's really neat, and that's an option that we didn't have 10 years ago.
It was appointment viewing. Everything
was appointment. Buy the DVD, or even remember what stuff even existed back then. So now it's all there, and I think that a lot of these shows, older shows, are evergreen. When we first reviewed Bill Nye, everyone lost their mind. Like, when it came back online, everyone was just like, oh my gosh, I'm so excited. And we got tons of hits. And
right on.
That was neat to see because it's, you know, it's quality and it doesn't have to disappear.
Can you, and not to be antithetical, but just for the purpose of conversation, do you remember anything that didn't hold up that may have come back? Because I'm struggling right now to think of, like, that one didn't hold up well. That didn't have legs from back in the day. I'm trying to think of, and really, except for the ultra-violent ones like the Three Stooges and stuff like that, which were just entertainment and not, you know.
Yeah. Gumby is pretty rough to watch these days.
That's true.
I'm trying to think of a stem thing, but
but not just the stop motion part of it, yeah.
I wish you could tell me where you belong, little lost pony.
Thank you for saving me, but I'm not really lost. I just wanted to look around. Staying in one book all the time can get tiresome.
You can talk. What's your name?
Pokey.
Just the very slow pacing, and I think that...
This is why I always hated Caillou, but anyway.
Well, we can do a whole other podcast on Caillou.
Go away, Caillou.
Oh. Is Santa coming tonight, Sarah?
Not that soon, Caillou. In 2 weeks.
2 weeks? What will I do until then?
Who did it?
I don't know. Belgians, right? Isn't it a Belgian show?
Yeah. French. No, it's French-Canadian.
Is it French-Canadian?
That's what it is. Yeah.
Oh, we have listeners there. Sorry, guys. Sorry, but seriously, guys. Caillou, got to kill it.
Caillou. That's me.
That was Polly Conway. She's the TV editor at CommonSenseMedia.com. If you're listening on the podcast, to find the other STEM You Can Stream segments, we cover all ages, from 3 to teenagers. We also have a summer load of links, too. Just look for the article for this week's show at facebook.com/techonomicsradio. Coming up next is the Tweens and Teens segment for STEM You Can Stream. Fun, engaging content like this for kids as well as parents.
It's aluminum, and everything you need to know about it is right here, now.
That and more are on the other side of the break. This is Techonomics. I'm Jason Middleton, hoping you'll come back.